In Jesus' precious name. 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse 1. Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. Let's go to verse 10. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. And not Abana and Papa, rivers of Damascus, better than all the water of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he returned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he said to thee, wash and be thou clean? Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. Speaking quickly on the God of restoration. Like you know, this minister's conference is anchoring on rivers of revival with the restoration of years. And we are serving a God of restoration. When you look at the life of Naaman, you see the life of a great man undermined by adversity. Most times, the devil seeks to fight greatness with challenges. The fact that Naaman was still the chief of army staff or chief of defense staff of the Israeli army, despite his leprosy, shows you his expertise. This man was so excellent at duty that no non-leper could replace him. If it was possible, they would have replaced him. This is subject for another day. It is called impact despite setback. That the devil may want to give you a setback, but you refuse to take the step back. With the determination that the setback is to be turned into a setup for a step up. Am I communicating? Don't let any problem bury you. Don't let any challenge bury your destiny. Hey! Shabba gada 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 Don't let the ancestral demons of your family bury your destiny. Don't let the arrows of reproach bury your future. Don't let any calamity bury your life. Help him, help him. Leperete keseke pelea. Laparate koseke paratash. The devil at times uses infirmity to undermine authority. You are so powerful, but he was the chief head of the army, but he was a leper. But what is that but in your life today? That is the target of this preaching. Because the but shall be deleted. Amen. The devil wants to raise insult to confront impact. Shibogalakata kaprata sito koko papagada. But you can decide that no insult will swallow your impact. No reproach will neutralize your result. I decree today, by the apostolic and prophetic mantle and mandate of God on my life, every comma in your life, now, now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You will live. You will not die. Every conspiracy of hell to silence your voice. Every conspiracy of hell to limit your destiny. Every conspiracy of hell to render your life and your destiny irrelevant. Every such conspiracy of hell, today is their end. Let us separate seterete kezagadagalalala. Leparata sitarita sika literata sadada. Liparata sata yadada. Of the Holy Ghost. Ziparate kezida la la la. Liperete sida. Freshness. Like perete si prata sadada. Le perete si tradigo. Likradida sida la la la. There is no need to worry. There is no need to fear. That battle may be raging, but the victory is sure. When you are there, 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 when you are there. From Italy, right? I decree that you be used as a point of contact. Amen. for the opening up completely of Europe and the opening up of your people to the fire of the gospel. You came all the way. Fire! Shibarate sita ritas. Like perete sita rite shidara. Lika palaya. Fire in Europe. Fire among the Caucasians. Fire liberate in England. Fire in America. Liberate sita rita zanada. Lita rabadaya dagadaya la 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 la. Lift your hands. Say torabadaga la 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 hasha. Leparata satorata zede galabarados. Lebere di alalandorodorodorosh. Leperete sina na 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 na. If you see my Jesus, if you see my Jesus, today is the end of spirit's relationship. Marital settlement. Settlement. I see a construction arrested halfway. Whether it is of your life or in physical construction, today is the end. Amen. Completion. That spirit relationships agenda is over. Spirit children, spirit husband, time to be established. And if you see my Jesus, if you see my Jesus, help them, help them, help, 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 help. Thank you, Master. Please don't let me go. Somebody's right hip is being healed by the power of God. Right hip. Where I am near here, whether it was an injection in the night or dislocation of the hip joint or necrosis of the head of the femur, power of the Holy Ghost. That's right. SS, that's the one near me here. Is that SS? Please don't let me go. Where I came today, touch me with your hand. Oh Lord, please don't let me go. The way I came today, touch me with your hand. Lift your voice and say after me, say in the name of Jesus. everything God wants me to be, I shall become. No infirmity, no adversity. You are free. You are free. You say he is a pastor, and a man boasted for him that he will be a cripple. The person who boasted for you that you will be a cripple, that person shall be the cripple. You are healed. Move your leg. Move your leg. Be healed and be well. Lift your hand, sister, there. Yes, receive. Receive. Visitation. Come, there's a touch on your reproductive system. That lady there. The one right there, yeah. Come. There is a reproductive system touch for you. You, come, the lady. Yes, come. That's the first, the young. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Everything the enemy has packaged in your system that is not of God, be set on fire. Set on fire. I use this as a point of contact for everyone here that has every demonic package in your system. Whatever is packaged in your reproductive system, your cardiovascular system, your respiratory system, whatever my Father in heaven has not planted, that the enemy has planted in your body, they are uprooted now, 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 now. Jesus. Jesus. Hip free. Lift your hands. Hand of Zerubbabel has laid the foundation and you finish it. Today, the agenda of the enemy to undermine you is arrested. Where's your family? Hold your hands together. I remove that ring of relationship in the realm of the spirit. Every covenant is canceled. Power of the Holy Ghost. The name of Jesus. Everyone today that has been covenanted directly or indirectly, knowingly or unknowingly, today,
It is over.
Covenant is broken. It is broken.
It is broken. So, today, every area of life where the enemy wants to undermine you, that one thing that is a K-leg, everything seems fine, but you think of this area and it's a depression. Today is the end of it. Take your seat. Let me itemize to you about 8 things that leprosy signifies. Number 1, it's an attack on vitality and strength. But he was a leper means his vitality, his strength was under attack. Number 2, it's an attack on dignity. Dignity and beauty. It's a situation that attacks a man's dignity, a man's beauty, a person's honor. Maybe everything in your life seems correct and accurate. But somewhere, your beauty is under attack. Your dignity, your respect is under attack by one situation. Third, is an attack on mentality. The psychology, the emotion. Depression, discouragement, despair. You think about it and you lose your peace and lose your joy. Four, is an attack on potentiality, attack on capability. Your potential, what you can do. By the time the leprosy destroys the phalanges and the fingers and all that, it's unable to perform. Attack on capability. Fifth, it's an attack on opportunity, an attack on assignment. Who wants to employ or engage a leper? If not for maybe the power of excellence or the mercy of God, that man would have no job. It's an attack on opportunity, on assignment. Everything seemed okay, but your assignment is under attack. Number 6, it's an attack on prosperity. Leprosy renders people as beggars in most communities. And in Israel, number 7, it's an attack on spirituality. A leper is not permitted to be found in the assembly of God's people. An attack on spirituality. It is the kind of thing you think about and it dampens your prayer life. And the ultimate of it all, it is an attack on destiny. Being who God wants you to become. That was the attack that happened. What was the solution? Number 1. A prophetic encounter. Just one. Like you are having today. One prophetic encounter. Number 2. Compliance with prophetic instruction. You had an encounter, and then you received instructions that you complied with. Number three, immersion in the Spirit and the Word. That river signifies the Spirit. Out of the ability shall flow rivers of living water. That river also signifies the Word. Immersion in the Spirit and the Word, that he might sanctify them with the washing of the water by the Word. John 7:37, Ephesians 5:26. We are now in a season of Spirit immersion. We are in the climate of the Spirit, and we are in the atmosphere of the Word. Every leprosy must depart today. Pastors, tell me what happened here before I go. Every leprosy must depart today. 37 to 39.
Sir, very precise and accurate.
Yes.
While ministering, you went towards hand. You said, I take authority over every spirit relationship, spirit husband, and spirit children. Very accurate. She said she has had this spirit husband molestation for years. And unknowingly to her, she had had children. But to confirm that, she woke up one morning physically. They discharge a woman normally have it after delivery. She saw herself in that situation. And she said most times when she's praying, a strange man comes to wave at her.
Wave at her when she's praying.
Yeah, when she's praying. Nothing working, marital failure, everything grounded.
Over.
And today she's
step over here.
Yes, sir.
I use her as a point of contact with anyone that has any demon who has a claim over your life. Today, that claim. Now, completely, the claim is broken, and you are free. I set that spirit husband on fire. I set the spirit children on fire. I declare your doors open right now. Maritally, be established. In Jesus' precious name.
This is our sister, Quintal, came from Belgium.
Sir. Yes.
You walk to her.
Removing the ring from her finger.
She said she has always felt a ring on her finger. Always felt a ring on her finger. Until today, when you walked up to her and then removed that ring in the spirit, now it is off her finger.
When she lifted her hands up like that, I saw the ring on that finger. Step over here. Anything that is hidden in your life that you are not aware of, everything that is hidden that is a deposit from hell, hidden in your life, manipulating your destiny, today is the end of that demonic. Over forever, and the chain on your feet is broken in the name of Jesus. You return back to Belgium free. In the name of Jesus.
Brother Emmanuel, sir, you walked up to him and said, the hand of Zerubbabel has laid this foundation. His hand will finish it. Accurate, sir. Told me that he has started conceiving a ministry. Want to start the work. And then he came here to contact the fire and power to proceed into that. Came all the way from U.S.
I'm a Methodist minister in the U.S. and God is calling me to a global gospel outreach. So I'm seeing myself transitioning into a new kind of ministry. I conceived this vision last year, August. But I haven't taken it out yet because I'm still in the denomination.
The perfect will of God be done in your life. Jesus.
Sir. The word that came for our sister, you said reproductive system. Something wrong with her. She's just 21. But she has given birth in the dream more than 5 times. She can't keep count. Even twins. And she said that physically, she has this fear that she cannot have babies physically. And the word was accurate. The ones behind her are partakers of collateral impartation. This one's spirit husband, always molestation. This other one, spirit husband molestation. We have 3 more back there. The one was pulled out of darkness by one impartation on her that was released.
All it flowed onto them. Lift up your hands. Your system is normalized. Your system is normalized. There are people seated here. There are things wrong with you. You are not even aware. Right now, anything hidden in your life as a mystery, anything
the devil has hidden in your body as a mystery. She's not yet married, but she's afraid of not having children if she gets married.
Yes.
Everything hidden in your body, hidden in your body, hidden in your body that you are not aware of right now. Fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. That hidden thing is uprooted. Everybody be up on your feet. Be up on your feet. Be up on your feet. Hands uplifted. Lift your hands high. Every attack on your strength. I'd like you to receive these declarations with all that you possess. Every attack on your physical strength and health and vitality. Hepatitis, HIV, heart disease, respiratory disease, blindness, deafness, dumbness, paralysis, epilepsy. Every form of blood disease, blood cancer, whatever is an attack on your health, an attack on your vitality, by the mandate and mantle of God upon my life today, I declare, the attack is over. It is over. It is over. If you are shouting amen, shout it loudest. Whatever is making your beauty to disappear, everything attacking your dignity and your honor and your respect, whatever is a cause of shame and reproach or disgrace in your life, in your ministry, in your family, I announce today, it is over forever. Whatever has brought you under depression, low self-esteem, inferiority complex, whatever makes you think or feel like you are not like other people, and you cannot be like other people because there is a spiritual leprosy in your life. Today I announce that attack is over forever. Low self-esteem, inferiority complex, depression, you are over forever. Whatever attacks your capability, your giftings and graces. You used to pray very fervently in the spirit, now you can't. You used to be very sharp in sensitivity and discernment, now you're almost zero. You used to see light out of scripture, it's no more there. Graces that you had before, you can't find them. I prophesy today, every attack on your potentials, every attack on your capability is over forever. Over forever. Over forever. Every attack on your supplies or your opportunity, on your assignment, where the devil is trying to close your doors. Every such attack, closed door attacks, today it is over. In the name of Jesus. Every attack on your supplies, whatever wants you to end as a beggar, a borrower, mashallah. Every attack on your supply, I decree, I announce, I prophesy, the attack is over forever. Over forever. Over forever. Every garment of wretchedness is being set on fire right now. Something is happening right now. That beggar's plate in your hand is set on fire right now. That garment of begging and borrowing and wretchedness is set on fire right now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Somebody scream fire. Spiritual attack. You can't wake up in the night to pray anymore. You can't wake up in the night to pray anymore. You can't open the Bible and see anything out of it anymore. When you speak, nothing happens anymore. Every attack on your spirituality, on your fasting life, on your study of the word, on your worship life, on your prayer life, on your evangelistic life, this attack is over forever. Over forever. Over forever. Declaration, prophetic announcement. Whatever is fighting your destiny, whatever is fighting the purpose of God for your life, anything that says you should not become who God wants you to become, that fight is over right now. And those who will not let you rest, I decree in this season, they shall be laid to rest. 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 This prophetic encounter is changing your life, changing your level, changing your destiny. And as you proceed in compliance with these instructions, a change of story has come your way. Lift your hands and give him the praise. While we are in this mood, everyone who came in here, you have seen miracles, you have seen signs, you have seen wonders, you have seen the move of God, you have seen the reality of God. I want you to pick your Bibles and your bags and you say, Pastor, I want to make my ways right with God. I want to be born again. I want to be genuinely saved. Pick your bags, pick your Bibles, and quickly rush to the front here. And let's receive you. The rest of us can take our seats. Pick your bags, pick your Bibles, and let's come forward quickly. Let's go.
I surrender all to you. Everything I give.
Surrender all to you.
Everything I
bring to you.
Withholding nothing.
Keep coming. A big clap and a shout of praise. Place your right hand on your chest. If you need your sins forgiven, you need an addiction broken off your life, you want today to be a new day, please, the altar is still open. Addictions to be broken, altar is still open. Place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender myself to you. Forgive me my sins. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. And the grace to live for God is yours now. I call it done. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, touch every life here. Change their lives. And let today be a new day for them. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.